It's the police off-the-cuff New Year's Eve special with the famous Detective Pat. I'll tell you when we go live, fellas. We are live. Mark, you hear me? We're live.
I hear you, but I didn't see it pop up yet on the YouTube thing. Like you said, there's probably a lag. Anyway, what's up, everybody? Welcome to our final episode of Police Off the Cuff After Hours for the 2020 season. I'm sure we're all happy that this year is finally almost over. We have a special guest. He's back. He's a special guest here at Police Off the Cuff. He was one of our first guests. Bill, introduce him. You guys worked together for a long time.
It's the famous, infamous, however you want to put it, Detective Pat. In fact, he's got state troopers all over the state rooting for him. Now he just disappeared on us.
Is that what you do, Pat? You disappear on us as soon as we bring you up?
So we're going to have to...
There he goes.
We'll show another picture of him if he's off the screen. That's Detective Pat doing the walkout for the famous Rayos homicide. That's Louis Lump Lump. So is Pat back on the screen? There he is.
What's up, Pat? How are you?
What's up? What's going on, fellas?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, where you been?
We're still at it over here, man. We're trying our best under the circumstances. Lord knows that we had a lot of hoops to jump through this year, man.
Our first one was in South Salem, remember?
Wow, that was a while ago.
The first show that we did together?
Yeah.
But we never put that show out, though.
Oh, that was
Ratner.
Yeah, Lisa Ratner. Yeah, that was over her house over there. That was a great episode, that first one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. A lot of laughs.
Yeah. So how was your year?
Oh, it sucked, man.
All right, good.
You know, all the gym mills are closed early, you know?
The what? The gym mills?
Yeah, they're all closing early.
Uh-huh.
There goes. It doesn't seem you have any short supply of booze, though. You always have some kind of alcoholic beverage in your hand.
That's my man Q-Tip right there.
Are you guys in a motorcycle gang together or something?
Yeah.
You do have a bike, right, Pat? You got a bike?
Yeah. He just bought a house in Florida.
Are there any houses left in Florida?
Oh, I got a beautiful house, all furnished, brand new furniture, pool in the backyard.
Yeah, I thought you said furnace. I don't think you need a furnace in Florida.
Furniture.
Hey, you drink PBRs, Billy?
I don't drink PBRs. My kids do sometimes. All the fans, they love that expression, PBRs, you know?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Billy, have some Kool-Aid.
So, Detective Pat, so are you chilling out with the amount of jobs you're working these days, and you're still working three or four jobs?
Right now I got four.
Really?
Yeah, but two of them are like sporadic, you know, they're like here and there. It's not steady, you know? So they call up when they need a body, so I go down there, you know?
But you're still working upstate like a regular patrol, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm on patrol in Westchester.
How many days a week you do over there?
Two, approximately.
And you do it? You do that with one department, and you do it with another one as well?
No, I'm working in the hospital over in Mount Kisco.
Uh-huh.
I do security over there. It's a bunch of retired guys off the job.
That's Detective Pat buffing out in the Somers Police Department car. Oh, my God. I loaded a lot of photos here tonight to give our viewers some picture of your life, Detective Pat.
Let's put some of Mark up.
Nah, we're good. We're good. We're good. So let's get into our conversation here. So so it's 2 days a week. And let me see if I can say it right. I always have a Somers.
Somers.
I always get have a problem with that. Somers.
What, are you in the Bronx?
I'm in the Bronx, yeah.
You ever been north of the Bronx? You ever been in Westchester?
Yeah, of course. I used to go up to the Palatial Estates all the time.
Oh, Austin, yeah.
He was in Mount Kisco the other day, buffing out, right?
Oh, you should have came and seen me at the hospital.
I didn't know you were there. I went to a restaurant over there called Exit 4.
Oh, it's right down the block from the hospital.
Really? If I would have known, I would have...
I went to high school with the guy that owns that place.
It's a nice place. The food is really good.
Yeah, yeah. They got good stuff there.
Hey, Mark, one of the chatters is saying Mark is rocking a borderline high-top fade, looking like Paul Robinette from Law & Order.
Law & Order. Paul who?
He says Robinette. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, me neither. That guy could only wish he had a hair like this.
And, that guy, oh, and that Mimi J,
oh. I'm sorry, I'm shouting out to some people. Mimi J2 is wishing us a better new year, guys. Stay safe, too. She is one of our subscribers on YouTube. Came over from Duty Ron's crew.
So what's that like? What do you have a steady 2 days? Is it Monday and Tuesday, or just when they call you in?
No, I work every Wednesday night, and then I work every other Sunday and every other Thursday.
All right, so, well, that's good. So the criminals know to beware.
Yeah, it's a nice gig, you know. It's a good department, 16 guys. The chief's good. We got the sergeants are real good. We got two sergeants, a lieutenant, and a bunch of retired NYPD guys. We got like three or four lieutenants retired from the city. And some detectives, some cops, pretty good, you know.
So do they look at you as the number one hairbag or what? you want to hear some good stories, grab Detective Pat. All you have to do is buy him about 10 beers.
any lead flying up there?
No lead.
Oh man, what kind of radio calls you get up there?
Well, I got in four shootings already.
No.
I fired my gun four times. I killed four deers.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean, putting them out of their misery after they got hit by a car?
Yeah.
That's really what it was?
Yeah, I went to one. The lady was there by the deer on the side of the road, and the deer was alive. It was a big buck. It had a big rack on it.
Yeah.
In February, it was freezing out. And... she had her jacket over the top of the deer, and the deer was like gurgling like blood. Yeah. So I said, "Lady, I got to shoot it." She blocked me. She was like, "Please don't shoot it." I called the vet. The vet's on his way.
Imagine she got that bill from the vet, a roadside call, right?
So she puts me on the phone with the vet, and I'm talking to the guy. He goes, "Yeah, I'm coming." I go, how are you going to get the deer in your car? The thing was huge.
Yeah.
He goes, I got a lift on the back of my pickup and all of this. So I'm sitting there in the car with the lady because I put her in the police car. She had no back, 10 below out.
Yeah.
So I go, "Lady, the deer is suffering. Look at the blood coming out of his mouth." And the guy is going, I'm on my way. And I said, "I'm going to wait another 10 minutes. If the guy's not here, that's it. I'm shooting it," right? So... like 5 minutes later, the deer expired and died. And the lady started freaking out. She started going crazy, like hugging it and stuff. I was
oh,
crazy.
Let me ask you something. How many steaks did you get out of that deer?
No. We gave it to the Wolf Conservatory. There's a Wolf Conservatory.
Uh-huh.
They come and pick it up, and they feed it to the wolves over in South Salem.
Wow. That almost sounds like you made that up, like that's a joke. No,
it's a story.
What are they, so the idea is if they feed the wolves, then the wolves won't have to look for food and stuff like that and come out of the...
They're contained in this place over there. They raised them.
Uh-huh.
So all the roadkill deers, we call them up and they come up and pick it up. And they cut it up or whatever, and they give it to the wolves.
If you shoot a deer, say, when it's out of its misery, do you have to get permission to do that, or you just have a sort of blank permission to do that whenever it occurs?
No, we have permission to do it.
Oh, okay.
It was weird when I first did it, coming up here.
Yeah.
I asked a question to myself. Am I allowed to shoot this thing? And then I'm afraid of the ricochet off of the road and stuff, you know?
Right.
But you got to drag it off. You got to get a piece of rope and drag it off onto the bank and shoot it on the shoulder, you know, where the thing's not going to ricochet. You got to stop all the traffic. It's a pain in the ass.
That's, you know, that's why you do some stuff in a small department like up in the boonies. Do some real strange stuff that you would never do in a city police department.
Yeah, I know. A couple of times I called up some guys I know that love venison. They came and picked it up, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Hey, it's better than letting it rot there on the side of the road. Wow, you know?
Absolutely. Someone
should. These guys are making sausage. They're making chili and all the back straps and everything.
There's a lot of them out there, too. I have a friend. He posted a video. I don't know where he lives, but this right across the street, there's 4, 5, 6, 7 of them running around.
Oh, they're all over the place up here. You know?
That was an earlier show where Detective Pat showed up. He didn't have any police gear, so I had to go into my closet and pull out a sweatshirt.
Working in the hospital, there's no, you know, you're not fearing the COVID and stuff like that?
I've been there the whole time. We're all, you know, PPE, we're all covered up and stuff, you know?
What, you wearing the hazmat suit?
No, you don't have to wear that unless you're going into a real bad area. But basically, the mask and stuff like that, and you got to wash your hands constantly. But I got the shot the other day, too.
Uh-huh. The vaccine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. How do you feel?
Well, the first couple of days, I was tired all day long, but I feel okay now. I got it on the 26th, so I got to get another one on, January 15th, the second one.
You get a headache or anything?
No. Well, I don't want to deal with this stuff. I want to get the shot and get it over with. You know?
Right, right.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky that you're lucky for a couple of reasons. First of all, that you worked almost the whole year in the hospital there without getting sick. And now you're getting the vaccine. So good. Hopefully you're covered.
Yeah. You guys didn't get it?
No. You know, I heard a rumor and I didn't. It hasn't been confirmed. I called up, but no one got back to me. Are we priority because we were 9/11 first responders? Can we move up into, you know, priority in getting the vaccine?
Well, there's a clinic in Brooklyn you could go to and get it on the down low.
Not anymore.
I ain't going to Brooklyn for a down low vaccine shot.
Did you see that the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, with the Hasidic people. Yeah.
Is that what it was for, the Hasids?
Yeah, they opened up a clinic and they were just giving it to all their people with no permission, you know?
How did they get caught, though?
How did they get
How did they get the vaccine?
Well, they got money. I'm sure they got caught, but there's a lot of other communities that are probably getting it, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're supposed to, first responders, doctors, that they're supposed to get priority.
Yeah, of course they're supposed to get, you know, but just like anything else, though, if you got money, you can jump the line. And that community probably, I just don't understand how they got caught. They're having weddings there all the time. You know, they probably showed it off. They probably let them know, look, we got the vaccine. So they went in there and shut them down. Because they're pretty cocky.
There was another one up in Orange County, too, in Monroe, that got busted.
Well, that's where a lot of the other Hasids are, in Monroe.
Yeah.
So they got connections.
Well, they got connections on the police department too, right? We found that out.
God bless him, man.
That's where the expression came from. He's got a rabbi. That's where that came from.
Who's your rabbi?
Who's your rabbi?
If you knew the Grand Rebbe, you could go to first from third grade to first in like 2 years, right?
Who's your rabbi? That's great.
In fact, Pat, you had an awfully fast rise to first grade, and I found out you were mowing the deputy inspector's lawn. We used to joke about that. Curry was the commanding officer of Manhattan North Detective Operations, and Patty got promoted to first grade. And I used to say he was mowing Curry's lawn, and then Curry played along and said, "Hey, Patty, the grass is getting a little long. Can you come over to my house?"
Okay, funny with that.
Well, that's good, though, man. That's It's interesting how both those communities got the vaccines. I mean, it stands to reason. Most doctors are Jewish. I'd say a large percentage of them, especially in big cities. So, of course, they got connections. They're going to take care of their own.
Yeah, but, you know, Hasidic Jews are separate even from regular Jewish people. They're a whole
but they're still Jewish. Yeah. They're still Jewish. They still go to church. Synagogue. They still have a rabbi. You know, you can only go once a year, but that's how you buck up. You know, that's your 10% right there. You're good for the year. You got the vaccine for everybody. I just can't believe they got caught. Somebody, maybe they have an infiltrator in the community there. You know,
somebody. They're a pretty tight group, you know.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised they got caught.
Well, somebody ratted them out because I heard Cuomo's on it, and the fines are real stiff.
Yeah,
that they won't pay them though. Trust me.
No, they ain't gonna pay nothing.
The fines can be as stiff as they want. They will not pay them.
They're not paying nothing. They got a better chance of seeing Al Sharpton giving the $4 million they owe him in back taxes.
Yeah.
They got a better chance of getting that.
So, Detective Pat, how's your son doing, the one who's on the state troopers? How's he doing up there?
Oh, he's doing good. He likes it up there. He made a good move getting out of the city.
What barracks is he in?
He's in Brewster right now.
Oh, so that's pretty local from Somers. He lives in Somers?
Yeah. Wow. He's real busy up there because that command,
yeah,
it borders Connecticut. And the bars and stuff close early in Connecticut. So all the people come over to Brewster to buy beer and liquor and stuff. And he goes, it's unbelievable the amount of DWIs and stuff up there.
Wow. Is that what they mostly get is DWIs?
Yeah, he got a couple of guns too.
Wow. And
he's got a few narco collars.
You think he'll be an investigator like Detective Pat?
He doesn't want to do that, he said.
No?
No, nah, it's too much paperwork.
Is he a good test taker?
Yeah, he's good. He's smart. He went to Manhattan College.
Oh, so he'd go the route. He'll be a boss then, right?
They already asked him to go into the squad. He turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably different up there.
Yeah, he likes being on patrol, you know?
What do troopers, state investigators, what do they mostly investigate?
All felonies.
No, but what type of crime? What's
the... Oh, they get, you know, credit card fraud, robberies. They just had a gun store that got burglarized the other day in Brewster.
Wow.
Yeah, they went to... these four guys, they had a car that was 16 from Greenwich, Connecticut, and they went in. And
Pat, hold it 1 second. 16 for our fans means stolen. You talk in code like everyone's a cop.
The troopers call it a file one, but in NYPD, it's 1016.
Right.
But anyway, they blew a hole in the side of the wall or something, and they stole a bunch of handguns. And they fled in a 1016 car, and they got away.
10-4.
So obviously they got the plate, they got the car, they just don't have the perps.
Yeah,
it sounds like a pretty like.
Well, they don't even have the car. They had the car on video.
Oh.
So I don't even think the car was recovered.
So in that kind of situation, do they ever call, you know, if they're having trouble solving a case, they ever reach over to Somers and go, listen, we need a first grade detective to handle this one. Maybe we could help. He could help us out.
No, because I'm usually tied up. I'm down at D&D or something, you know, so I don't have time for that.
Let me ask you something. Based on your naval experience, did they ask you to go into the harbor unit up in Somers? Is there a rowboat on one of the lakes up there that maybe you could command? Porteous responds to rowboat 2 in the Lake Wakapak.
Oh, they have a dive team. The fire department does that. They have dive teams. State troopers have a dive team.
Uh-huh.
My son's on the dive team too for the fire department over here.
Yeah, your other son or the same son?
No, the trooper. He's in the dive team, and then I got another son that's in the fire department. And
was that you doing some diving? Was that you doing some diving there?
Yeah.
What were you diving for in that picture?
Apples.
That's great.
That picture I was fishing up in Roscoe.
That's the Roscoe Diner, right?
Did
you go there for bacon and eggs before you went fishing?
Yeah.
Did they recognize you?
Yeah, I had the windbreaker on.
They knew that was Detective Pat of Police Off the Cuff fame?
Yeah, I had the NYPD windbreaker on, and I had a fake radio with me.
Mark, when Pat goes drinking in Myrtle Beach, he has his shield around his neck, and he says, "Hey, I'm from alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. I'm here to inspect your beer."
How many cops are down there? Retired cops are down there in the Carolinas when you go.
I'm from Summers, right, Mark?
Summers.
When you're in the Carolinas, though, how many retired cops are down there? Where you go?
Oh, there's a 1013 club down.
Uh huh.
Myrtle Beach is NYPD 1013 club. There's a whole bunch of cops down there.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Florida has that too, right?
Who?
I said Florida has a huge.
Florida has it too.
On East and West Coast, they have these huge. Broward County has huge 1013 clubs and stuff of New York cops. Tons of New York cops live down there.
Do you, what was I going to say? You go down there a lot? You have a house down there?
Yeah, I got a condo in Myrtle Beach.
Nice.
So I go down all the time.
You rent it?
Yeah, you want to go?
Yeah, I might. Yeah, definitely.
It's on the arm for you, man.
It doesn't have to be. I'll pay for it, but I'm just saying that to me would be a nice vacation because you could drive down there.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, I will. I should have known.
Anytime you want to go, Mark. Do right. You golf?
No, not really. No.
No, Pat, Billy.
Pat, when you show up in Myrtle Beach, is there like an all points bulletin among the bartenders to let them know that you're in town? the detective from New York is in town. Be careful. He puts 20 on the wood, thinks he can drink all night for free.
I go to the VFW.
Oh, no way.
They have those over there too?
Oh, yeah. Big one. A big VFW, big American Legion.
Mark, he pushes that veteran status for every inch that it's worth. He probably has everywhere he goes in the world the VFW circled on the map. 50-cent beers on Thursday nights.
You're not hurting anybody.
Big Elk Club, too.
If you really did throw 20 on the wood and he drank PBRs all night, they're probably still getting ahead. Even if you drank a case, they're probably still making out. How much are the PBRs are like 50 cents each, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look.
There's Detective Pat. And when he was on the show back in the day, I don't know why I'm not getting sound on that. I can try one more time. Hang on.
Hey, Mark, do you stay in touch with those three guys from the commercial?
Yeah.
Those guys are funny, man.
Yeah, we're all good friends. As a matter of fact, the Casey, the Indian one, I do a lot of shows with him.
He's the driver or the other guy?
He's the Indian one, Casey. And Joe Vesey, the white one, he actually works for Adam Sandler. So he is either a production assistant on every movie and he gets a small part, or he gets a bigger part. And he just works with Adam Sandler on every movie. The last 7 or 8 that he's done for Netflix, he's been part of those. And the other one, Leonard, the African-American gentleman, he was on a TV show last year. I don't know whether they're bringing it back. He was on NBC or CBS, a sitcom. So everybody's doing well, except for me. But everybody else is doing well.
He's a funny dude, that guy, Leonard.
Yeah, he's very funny. They're all funny in their own way. It was great casting, man.
Are you doing another one of those commercials, or
No, I think the company got bought out. Somebody else owns Optimum now. I forget what they call it. But they decided to go in another direction. And their commercials suck now, by the way. I don't know what their problem was with it, the new company, but the commercials that they've had afterwards have been horrible. And I'm not saying that because I was on the ones that were good. I'm just saying they just dropped the ball. They don't know what they're doing.
That commercial you did was running 8-10 times a day on national football games. It was playing.
Yeah.
Got a lot of play.
Sure.
Mark, you got anything else lined up in that area?
I was supposed to do an album a couple of weeks ago, but because of the curfew, we had to cancel, and now we're going to reschedule in a new year. It's really tough. I don't know what's going to happen with stand-up, to be honest with you. You know, most of these clubs are closing, and they're not going to be able to get out of it. Do other clubs open up? I don't know. I think we lost our sense of humor as a country.
Well, what else are you going to do? You got any other skills that you're going to do?
He's displaying it right here.
No, that's well. I have a comedy school that I'm going to be opening up once this is all said and done. And I've been doing some tutoring young comics online on Zoom, and I'm missing something. But this, the acting. I got a part in a movie. I was offered a lead in a film. And the COVID screwed that up. So hopefully they still want me when it's all said and done.
Where's that, around here?
No, that would be out in Long Island filming.
It was on Pornhub.
So we'll see what happens. I don't really like to talk about stuff before it actually it happens. But listen. This whole year, I mean, listen, I can't complain. People have lost much, much more than me, including lives. So everybody's lost something this year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Patty, when we first started doing this, we were doing it inside my house, and then we moved to the SBA studios down on Worth Street. And we were supposed to have that big opening event in March, and then COVID hit, and that was the end of it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, but the good thing was we discovered Zoom, and we've actually been doing pretty well with this, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you forge ahead, you keep trying. There's a bunch of stuff that even though you want to keep trying, you have to be weary of because it's just pissing in the wind. This is perfect for what we're doing right now. But anything more, Bill knows, we tried to put together several different other shows, and it wasn't right just because you're putting people in harm's way when they don't have to be. This is perfect for right now. Hopefully, right. With the vaccine, once people get vaccinated, I give it about, I think, I'd say about another month before everybody who was supposed to get it first got it. And then for the next 2 months, it's going to be wide open for everybody who wants to get it to get it. And then after that, there's going to be a 2-week period where everybody who owns a business is going to look around and go, there's no lines to get your vaccine right now. So we're going to open up. And the government has to stay ahead of that because they're going to lose them. They're going to lose them. And once the vaccine is available to everybody and you haven't taken it, then it's on you. Just like the flu, it's on you. So I don't know about you. You're in the hospital every week, but I think I give it about January, February, March. I'd say by April, you know, all businesses will be open again.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Some people aren't coming back, though, you know.
A lot of people aren't coming back. Hey, look.
We have a surprise visitor. I didn't want to tell you guys. Here she is.
Hi, Irma.
Girl.
Miss Homicide, Irma Rivera.
At a foursome.
Hi, Pat.
We're bringing the crew back.
Irma, how are you?
I think I didn't know you guys were on so early. I was just testing just gonna test it. Hey Mark, so Mark, you really go to the bathroom. You really
he squats.
You have your coffee in the toilet?
I don't have my coffee in the toilet. But do I bring it in there with me by accident sometimes? Yeah. And do I finish it like when I come out? Yeah, I'm not gonna throw it out.
That's funny. I'm gonna dim these lights. Hold on.
Nah, it's fine.
We thought you would be prepared. You'd show up prepared, but you're not.
The lights are fine. You don't have to dim the lights.
I told Irma, surprise these guys. Just show up, you know.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah. That's
better. Oh, let me make it lower so you can see my shirt.
Oh, you got your buff shirt on, huh?
What is it?
Oh, I got to get one of them.
The hostage team.
Oh, hostage negotiation?
Yeah. How you guys doing? How's everybody?
Good. Very good. For some of our listeners that aren't watching, they're listening. This is Detective First Grade retired Irma Rivera. Did a lot of her career, 11 years in Manhattan Special Victims, when it was called Sex Crimes. And then she finished her career in Manhattan South Homicide. So, and that's how she got the name.
Miss Homicide. You started a meeting already? You started already?
We did start.
We started at 6.
As a matter of fact, we're shutting it down in 2 minutes.
Late. I'm sorry. All right. So go ahead. What are you guys talking about?
Irma, you started in the 2-3, didn't you?
Yeah.
Elario, the Rose of
Spanish. So what were you guys talking about before I came in? I thought it was at 7, so I'm sorry I'm late.
We were talking about Mark in the bathroom.
Patty doesn't know how to say bathroom. She said bathroom. That's that East Harlem way of saying bathroom.
So what were you talking about?
Bathroom.
Nothing much, really. Just catching up.
So Irma was in the 2-3 when she was 20 years old. Can you imagine?
Oh, you got your cup.
Oh, she's got the mug. Look at that. She's advertising for us. Dipped in butter. We love that.
I'm still waiting for mine.
I'm going to see you in person. Today, I went to see how much they cost to send to UPS. You know how much money they wanted?
I'll pick.
They wanted $22 to ship one single mug.
Keep the shipping. I'll pick them up personally.
What do you mean them? What do you mean them up? Did you catch that mug? You get one mug, you fucker.
Well, I get an extra one. I get an extra one because you're saving on the shipping.
Yeah. He has to bring it to the bartender in Myrtle Beach so he can drink OTA.
OTA.
What are you doing for New Year's, Irma?
Well, we were going to go down to Times Square. We were, but I don't think we are. We got to worry.
Why would you go down there, being a retired?
I've been there. My brother works in Viacom, so we normally go there. You know, we get a nice front view of the ball. But
there's nobody going to be there.
That's exactly why I would do it.
No, but yeah. I'm saying, even for the ball to drop, it's just.
Yeah, we're not going to go. We've got to worry about COVID, also our family. Yeah.
You know, one year I had the investigative detail, and Detective Pat was there with me too. And we were in the celebrity pen, and it was empty. And all of a sudden, all the celebrities, like 3 minutes to midnight, come, you know, running out of the warm restaurant they were in. Remember that, Patty?
Yeah.
I remember Chad Pennington from the Jets and all these other celebrities come running. It was like, oh, they get to be nice and warm, drinking, and all these other people. If you're not from New York, these people are in these pens. And they go in there like 8-10 hours before midnight, and they can't leave. So they have to go to the bathroom where they're staying. I wouldn't want to be in that same pen with any of those people.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to wear diapers or something.
I don't know how they do it, man.
I think they get to leave and go.
No, they don't. You
can't leave. I would never do the pens.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't even see how it's fun even for 5 minutes.
And then he drank. To the 3-2 at 2 o'clock in the morning on shooting.
What?
Yeah, there was a shooting.
Right, just up to 3-2 at 2 o'clock in the morning on a shooting.
Yeah.
After the detail, after we were down there for 10 hours.
Yeah, someone got shot at a radio car in the 3-2.
You know what does really good down there? The sanitation workers. You people lose so much stuff down there. You know, at the end, I've found money. Many years that I've gone, you know, we go upstairs and then we come down at the end when everybody leaves.
You go there with your Geiger counter, like someone on the beach.
I actually have a metal detector. I just haven't.
You really?
I love that stuff. I like digging for stuff.
You know, they actually do a phenomenal job. I remember, like, you know, breaking down and waiting to get dismissed and how quick they come and they're cleaning up the streets within like 5-10 minutes, man. They were opening up the streets. Cars are going. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Detective Pat, that's your son, right?
Yeah, that's Brendan. He's a dispatcher in Westchester County PD.
He's a big boy, man. He's bigger than you.
Oh, he's a house.
Don't let him get the Joe as big as you, you know?
He's in The county PD, Irma.
Okay.
On the sawmill down there?
Mm-hmm.
Thornwood, Hawthorne.
Okay.
Oh, he's EMS.
No, he's a dispatcher for the PD.
Oh, is he looking to come on the job?
Probably eventually.
Yeah.
My son wants to be a fireman.
Your son's a fireman?
He wants to be a fireman.
Oh, okay.
How old is
he? Are you discouraging him from that?
No, I don't mind.
How old is he?
22.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, that's what my son is, 22.
Yeah, he's getting his master's degree and he's going to join the fire department.
Well, they say the fire department is the best part-time job in the world.
Irma, tell him to go to Yonkers Fire.
He's going
to
try there. I hear that's a great one.
Yeah. Best in the country.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many they pick up every year, though.
You got to be a resident, too, I heard.
Oh, shit. We're not.
Why do you say Yonkers is the best fire department in the country as far as pay?
No, yeah. The highest paid.
Wow.
But I wonder, they probably only pick up 10 people a year, if that.
I don't know.
That's tough to get on that one.
So what are the resolutions for this year? Anybody have resolutions?
I don't know if anybody, I haven't heard one person with resolutions yet. It's just, they owe us. Forget about resolutions. They owe us. Karma owes us.
Hey, someone asked me if Irma was NYPD 24/7, one of our chatters. Yes, she was. And she was even more famous than that. She became Miss Homicide. She had a one episode show, right?
I don't like that TV stuff anyway. I really don't like it.
No. You could have been famous, Irma.
Oh, please. I don't need that.
Well, I don't get the, what is that? What was the 24/7?
There was a show called NYPD 24/7.
Oh, I wasn't on 24/7. No, I was not on that.
Steve DeShavi was the star of that one.
I wasn't on that. That was Ramona Williams, I believe, in my office. I wasn't on it because I was pregnant then. I had a baby then.
Oh, okay.
I had Daniela.
No, Mark, Steve DeShavi now is on the TV show Dead Files, and he got that from the exposure from NYPD 24/7.
He's on that. He's been on that show for a long time
Dead
now.
Dead Files has been on for like 12 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done very well for himself with that show. I won't even tell you how much he told me he makes, but it's a lot of money.
We got to get Mark on one of them shows.
Dead Files?
I always tell people, God doesn't give you this face and money at the same time. And if he does, he makes you gay.
In vain.
Money is not something that's going to fall. I've been blessed enough, so that's the message that comes to me all the time. Yeah, listen, you had enough. What more do you want?
You know, Irma, I saw you put up a picture on Facebook of graffiti all over the city.
Oh my God,
I saw that.
That's all over, like all over the city, downtown, everywhere you go is all graffiti and homeless people. You know, the homeless, it's not just homeless, they're mentally ill. You can tell that most of them are off their meds. I've said this many times before, but it's just like more and more. You saw that machete attack 2 days ago?
I saw that was that in the Bronx? Or
yeah, there was a good Instagram post on it. Someone videotaped the whole thing.
I saw it.
You saw that? That's pretty good.
Yeah, the lady there with the dog.
Yeah, I'm located on Instagram, by the way.
She got hit. I think he hit her with the machete.
Yeah, and the dog too.
And the dog and the cops show up. They don't know what she has to do with the incident. The other guy, he's on the floor. I guess they shot him, right?
Yeah, they killed him. One thing that I noticed, like the cops were telling the guy go away, but that guy's the best witness to have, you know, especially for the squad. You know, the one that's telling them, oh, he deserved it. He should have got, you know, they should kill him. You know, what he did to this woman, like he's the perfect witness who witnessed the whole thing.
Right. Yeah, I know. You got to be careful when you tell these people go away. You don't want them to go away. Just come over here. Let me talk to you over here.
Yeah, right.
Billy, you see the one in the 2-6 at St. John's?
Oh, that was a
yes,
good.
Yes, that was the really cops were great.
What a shot.
I can't say enough about that. Yeah.
How many yards away was that guy?
It had to be more than the 25-yard line. That's what I kept thinking of, you know, at the range. The long
I can't
take.
Hit paper at 25.
No, but he was really good also. He was really good. When the guy went down, he got the people out of the way. I thought he did
The cop did an unbelievable job. You know?
He was so – all everything that he was taught just fell into place. He was really good.
For people that may have not have seen this, there was a – could have been an active shooter at the church, St. John the Divine. after they had some, I think, Christmas carolers outside on the steps. And he was out there with a 9mm and I think, and a 380. And he's just started firing the gun. And the media, of course, said, oh, he was firing it in the air. You know, something.
The crap. He's
right, exactly. Oh, we're going to wait till he shoots somebody? You know, the media in this country is so irresponsible. They're beyond the pale. They really are. You know? That's my
statement. That shot reminded me of, remember in The Godfather?
Yes.
They take care of everything and he gets down on one knee.
Yep.
And he kills the guy coming out of the church. No, was it the church? No, he was. Was it the revolver?
No, it was. He was coming down the stairs of the church.
I think it was court. He was coming down of.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Great shot. That was. Fuck.
You see the one yesterday? The video of the guy in the BMW at the light.
Oh yeah.
Irma, what was the underlying story with that case?
You know what happened? The kid, one kid, was holding on to the car, and the car stopped, and the kid hit the car, so he got pissed off that he hit the car, and that's how it started. That's what I heard on the news.
You see what they did to that guy's car?
Yeah.
Fuck, yep. You see the video?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, they got insurance, and they have it on video. You couldn't ask for a better thing. If I'm going to go to the insurance company and say, listen, you're going to have to fix the car, and it's going to be immaculate because it's all on video.
But it's more than that. It's the lawlessness. Like, you know,
that's exactly it. You know,
that's the problem.
When you talk about disorder, that is like personification of disorder. 50 kids riding around on bicycles looking for trouble. There's no anti-crime, and they know it, because I would have salivated if I would have saw a group like that when I was in anti-crime. I would have called the neighboring precinct anti-crime, and we would have got all of them, you know?
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
Nobody cares these days.
But that's not just like a criminal mischief felony. That's a riot. I would call that riot.
Look what happened.
He's 15, and they got two kids already. Mm-hmm. And they're going to give up all the other kids. But in the end, it's just property damage, really.
They're it's way more than that.
What
could have happened. I would have ran them over.
I'm just telling you what the court is going to say. Once the smoke clears and everybody forgets about this in 2 weeks and they're going to juvenile court, they're going to dismiss the case and say it was property damage.
All right. So what happens?
It's homicide. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Mark, what happens if you get out of the car with a bat and you hit one of them in the head?
What happens if you just take off for your own safety? He was with his wife, that guy.
What happens if you take off and run a couple over? What happens if you run one over?
Hey, listen,
that's just as justified as anything else.
The whole problem
with that, the same way what happened here in Yonkers, the total disrespect for the police, that guy in Yonkers actually took off when they tried to pull him over, and he killed four kids. He killed four kids not too far from here.
Right, you know? I saw that.
And the cops didn't even chase him. They probably said, okay, he left. They just went after him, and slowly, thank God, they weren't chasing him. They would have been blamed, which they did try to blame them, but all the videos show that the cops showed up maybe like a minute or seconds behind that car, you know, but that guy took off, you know, he tried to pull him over. He took off, and look what he did. He killed four.
And he was a drunk driver, too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, I heard he had a pistol, though.
He had what?
He had a pistol.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I didn't hear that.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the news much lately.
No, but the whole thing with that BMW, I mean, that's what we were all taught about, well, you know, disorder and broken windows policing. That is the definition of disorder, as well as the signs of graffiti all over the city. Once you allow that shit, the city just becomes a shithole.
It is a shithole. I'm there every day. I mean, I cannot believe how fast the city has gone downhill, and I don't even see how it's going to recover. Really, I can't. Second Avenue and 7th Street, the church. I can't believe how burned down that church was. I mean, that was an electrical fire, but still, it's like it reminds me growing up when I was a kid in the 70s. Avenue C, you know, they call it Jewish lightning. Everything was burnt down, and it's almost like this. It's like it's starting all over again. Like I'm just wondering how many buildings going to burn. There was a fire in one of the stores downtown this morning.
Well, look at all the people with money that bailed out in the city in L.A. In L.A., they're trying to get rid of the governor. They're a couple of thousand signatures shy of launching this guy. Somebody just made a big investment, a couple of $1 million. So they have the money to get rid of this Newsom. And yet we could have done that here easily. I'm sure it's not as many signatures that as you need as to get rid of a governor, because it's just a city. And all the people that could have helped out decided to bail out. So that you know, there you go.
You know what's unfair also? If you go right a few miles up to Westchester County, everything's open. All the restaurants are open. You can go.
No, I went to eat up there.
The movie theater is open. You know, I go to the movie theaters up there. And then in the city, it's like, I think it's a fight between Cuomo and de Blasio, just fighting against each other where everything is closed. Because I can't see no other reason why everything is closed. There's no reason for it.
The only excuse is the volume of people. That's it.
Yeah, and some of the outdoor cafes, you see them, it's just like being indoors. Like, what's the difference?
I know, that doesn't make any sense. And you're sitting in the street in harm's way of cars flying down the avenue, and you're like, you know, it's ridiculous.
But a building is just like a restaurant that's outside. I mean, it's all closed in. It has windows in some restaurants. It's just so stupid.
Yeah, the whole thing is absurd. It's just, there's no rhyme or reason. I don't think any one of us doubt that this coronavirus is something
to, it's real.
People, yeah. I've lost people, I'm sure you guys have too. But the way they're handling it and the way they're not getting better handling it, there's no proof.
And that Patty went to get another PBR. Patty left to get a PBR. What is this?
That's a nice one. That's a pretty one. How did you pick that one out?
Is that Blue Ribbon?
Patty's Blue Ribbon, yeah.
That shit's
for our fans that are listening, Patty just left the scene to go get a PBR out of his refrigerator. Just to narrate this.
They stop real estate. My father used to drink that.
Yeah, Irma, I'll pour some in your cup.
Yeah.
What was it about that one that was sticking out of the what do you got in the cooler? What was it that, about that one that you picked?
No, I got the Yeti right here.
Oh, the Yeti.
I don't want to go into the refrigerator. I'm right here. I come all prepared.
Wait, do you wheel it around the house with you from room to room, wherever you go?
Got a backpack.
When you go to the living room to watch TV, you just wheel it into the living room? You sit on the recliner right next to you?
No, I only drink like around New Year's, Super Bowl. You know,
wait a minute.
Even I'm laughing at that.
That's ridiculous. Because there is so much evidence. I'm going to show you some evidence right here.
Well, you guys quit. Irma, you quit drinking, right?
Yeah. Hold I didn't on. Quit. I stopped.
Look at that glow, Irma.
Oh, oh, my God.
That must have been at least a 2-6 banger. That must
no, true. No, I just came from skiing. It's windburn.
Yeah. You get windburn from skiing.
That's
though.
PBR burn.
Oh, that's great, man.
Hey, Mark, how were your shows in Pennsylvania, the ones you did?
Those were good. Those are nice. The guy, his name is Joe Richardson. Mm-hmm. He has a company called Soul Joe. He never stopped. He had him outdoors for as long as he could. First, he built a stage out there. He has a comedy club.
Uh-huh.
But you can't have it inside, right? So the guy goes and builds a stage outside. And then the people started coming, and he's got great shows there. And then now he built a dome.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got heaters in there. The guy really,
is in the Poconos?
No, it's in Royersford, which is next to the Poconos. Just, you know, you talk about somebody, we mentioned pissing in the wind before. There's ways to do stuff, and there's ways to waste your time. He figured out how to do it. So,
what do you got?
How is a dome any different than being inside?
Listen, what do you want me to tell you?
No, I'm just asking. I'm asking. That is inside, right?
Kind of. So, well, the ceiling's way, way higher. It's opened on one end. They have heaters in then. There, so it's still technically outside, but
you're inside. I was at the gym the other day. I'm so sick of these people in the gym. They so spray the shit out of the equipment. When you sit on a bench, your ass gets wet. You know, it's like they're like, I'm like, what is this guy doing? Shooting flies in the air? It's like, dude, take it easy. You know?
Here comes that old man that's complaining so much.
Oh. I even said something to one of the trainers, and she's like, well, you know, he's got shut up. You're just like him. Shut up. You know. The guy's spraying like a half a can of whatever the shit is that's supposed to be anti-COVID spray, you know?
That don't even work, I heard. That's all.
Of course it doesn't. It's all crap. Like if I went to a bar and I saw you there, I'd spray you with a full bottle of COVID spray.
Fauci said the other day, the germs die as soon as they hit the surface. So all that disinfectant that you're buying and your wife is buying, it's all bullshit.
He keeps saying so many different conflicting stories about that. I
don't know what the fuck he's talking about, that guy. He's been around forever. He's full of shit. He's so full of shit.
Did I tell you that my second positive COVID test, did I tell you about the story?
Tell us the story again.
I believe the city is completely exaggerating the numbers. I went to Puerto Rico. I came back. I took a COVID test. I said this last time. Did I say this last time?
I think you may have, but there's no people listening. Go ahead.
I've taken many COVID tests, you know, because Billy's sick. So I've taken many COVID tests. I take a test before I leave. I take a test when I come back. I'm supposed to take a test 5 days later, like that Friday, that Saturday. I took it on Friday instead because I was in Washington Heights. I happened to see a tent go up. There was three people online. So I got online, took a test. That test came back positive. So the next morning I'm in the city bus and it's a Saturday morning. I'm like, holy shit, I'm positive. My family's going to kill me. So I go take another test. Everything comes back negative. But the city offered me a hotel room. They send me packages. And I just got another package last week. I mean,
Let me the address.
Huh? Patty wants the address. He wants some free shit.
Yeah, I mean, they send so much stuff, you know, and I mean, we're paying for it. And I just think that the numbers, some other numbers are exaggerated, but I do believe that COVID is 100% real. People are dying. Like some people want to make believe that it's not real. It is real.
I think we all respect it. I mean, I wear a mask every time I go inside somewhere, but I just don't think it's totally on the up and up, you know, the way
there are more people that believe it's real and give out false information just to seem like an authority than there are people that don't believe it's real.
Yeah.
There's so many people talking shit and they don't know what they're talking about. But they're being asked questions, and rather than saying, you know what, the truth is nobody really knows.
But people believe them.
Look, have the numbers going down with shutdowns and staying at home in quarantine? No. You can watch. Tell me how these basketball players and football players are sweating all over each other and taking showers together.
They get tested before the games. They all get tested.
And watching each other's backs and nobody gets sick. How come? I mean, like, it doesn't make sense.
You know, when I used to walk into the 2-3 squad, I would ask, and I used the showers in the 2-3, I'd ask Patty to loofah scrub my back. Remember that, Patty?
It wasn't me, that was Liam.
Yeah, I used to say, hey, go run me a shower.
Yeah, I just think that there's too many people talking. They don't really know what they're... Look at how many things have changed. No, you don't need a mask. Then you need a mask. It's airborne. It's not airborne. It dies on the surface. It lives on the surface for 6 hours.
Mark, look at the death certificates, too. They're putting COVID. Guy got killed in a shooting, a gangbanger, and he died of COVID.
Yeah, they're making money. We discussed this last time. There's federal money given to the hospitals for COVID.
Bullshit.
You know? I mean, if you die of anything now, they're going to make it COVID-related.
Yeah, it's bullshit. It's all about money.
Yeah,
I
mean, but
I take the train.
And who knows if this vaccine is even real either?
The vaccine is real. I think it's real, but
I think it's real too. Hope. But I think it's hope. There's another strain out right now from England. Two people have it in this country.
Right, but scientists say that when it mutates, it's weaker than the original.
But it's more contagious.
More contagious, right? But people don't realize when you take the vaccine, it's not going to cure you. I mean, you got to take that vaccine every year, like the flu shot.
Right.
Well, COVID is still going to be here. You know what I mean? It's still going to be out here.
Irma, there was an article that said a woman that got the vaccine a week ago got COVID. So
she must already have it. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Also, too, if you look at the 1918, the pandemic then, it killed, I think, 33 million people worldwide.
Wow, that's a lot.
It killed half the world's population, I think. I saw it yesterday. And And then it just went away. It just went away.
Irma, are you getting the shot?
What?
What?
Are you going to get the shot?
No, I already had COVID, but I mean, I should get it because of my family, especially because, you know, Billy's sick, but I'm not going to get it because I don't like, it took me years to get the flu vaccine. I don't like putting stuff in my body. I mean, I don't even take much medicine. Like, I don't, you know, I try to be natural. I don't want to take a lot of stuff. You know, I don't put that stuff. I don't trust it right away. Then, you know, I just don't trust it.
Billy Ray, you getting it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
it's available. Yeah, I think
if you have underlying problems, I think you should get it.
Well, a lot of us have, you know, conditions from the World Trade Center too.
Yeah.
You
know?
Even if you get it and you don't die, there's a good chance you're going to have permanent damage to your lungs if you smoke, if you have
heart disease,
if you have a pre-existing condition. You're going to damage your lungs anyway. So your life expectancy has been shortened by getting it. Your quality of life is going to suck as you get older.
It depends on how healthy you are when you get it, I think. I mean, I had it. It was like nothing. I mean.
Did you have it early on? You had it early on?
I had it early in March.
Oh, okay.
An 18-year-old girl died the other day. No perfect health. 18 years old.
I know. And a lot of your friends died, Mark. I see on Facebook how many.
Yeah, my friend Ken Ortega, 51 years old. But, you know, he had a lot of health problems. He was overweight and he had diabetes. So it's
how about
just.
The congressman that died recently was 41 years old. He was so young.
It likes who it likes. And if it likes you, the COVID, it's going to kill you.
I said this last time, I believe. One thing that they say about COVID, what it does. With some people, it shuts down your immune system, which is kind of weird. Like it just shuts it down. And I think those people who it shuts down are the ones who probably, you know, don't make it. And they say I said this before, A type blood type is more people who have A blood type apparently get sick the most.
Well, that's
and sicker too when they do get it.
O is the most popular blood type.
Right.
So it stands to A is the one that is the rarest blood type. So it kind of sort of makes sense that if they get it, that
Rh negative is actually the most rarest blood type.
Well, it's O, B, and then A, and then the one that you just mentioned. Yeah.
It's O, A, B, A, B.
But what they said that if you have O type blood, it's harder to get COVID. And if you do get it, it's not as severe. No, I read an article about it.
Yeah.
Because people talked about it. I said, let me check this out. And it's,
I always ask people who have COVID, I go, what blood type are you? And a lot of them were A.
Yeah.
They got really sick. Ooh. That's Tommy O'Malley from the 10th Precinct. I'll call him back.
And they said if you drink more than 3 PBRs a day, that doesn't reduce your risk at all.
You're immune. Hey, I just started eating Chinese food again. Took me a long time. Like 5 months to eat it again.
Hey, did you hear how the Koreans are? There's a lot of dogs that being sent to America from Korea and from China.
That makes a lot of sense, right?
You could adopt them. So I want to get one for my family. I want to name it Dim Sum. That's what it's for dinner.
Dim Sum.
That makes a lot of sense to import animals from other countries. Like we don't have enough dogs here.
They probably have Corona.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, my kids want a dog. I don't
so
want
to. What are we looking forward to in 2021, gang? What's going to change? What are we looking forward to in 2021?
De Blasio out.
Yeah, is he out? He's got another year.
Next year he leaves.
Yeah.
A year, though.
Who's going to run for mayor?
There's a lot of bad people in line to be mayor, too.
But who would you recommend for mayor?
Curtis is running.
Who?
Curtis Sliwa. I'd love to see him. I think he's he's a real New Yorker.
Pepitone is running.
Who?
Bill Pepitone. We had him on our show.
He's he was retired from the job.
Retired cop.
Oh, that's the one on the commercial that talks about Jenny on the block?
No.
No, that's not him.
Okay. I never saw that commercial.
That was Cummings.
Okay.
He wasn't running for mayor either. He was running for congressman.
Okay. I like that commercial. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. I think he was a good candidate. But for some reason, it's hard to believe that you're friends with, you live next door, you actually know people that would vote for AOC and the likes. It's hard. And that's the same way they feel about us.
But you know, well, who voted for her too? A lot of people, like a lot of guys, have voted for her because they think she's pretty.
Who's that? Who's this?
Hispanic? Guy? You know, I mean,
I don't believe that at all. I think there's people who vote for her really believe in socialism and believe what she's doing. The irony is that a lot of these people have money too that are voting for socialism. You know, they're coming after your money, right? You freaking idiots, right? They're coming. They're not coming after my money. There's no money. But if you got millions of dollars in the bank, they're gonna cut it in half. The first time, they're going to take another quarter and they're going to go until you're broke. That's what's going to happen. That's what they've done.
What they always say is they're going after the millionaires and billionaires. They're full of shit. They're going after the middle class.
They go after the millionaires and the billionaires.
They're going after the middle class.
What I'm saying is that's what socialism is. They deplete, they take from the people who have the money first. And then when that's gone, they go lower. There is no middle class anyway here in the States. Who's the middle class?
And one other thing, like Puerto Rico has to be very careful. They want to make Puerto Rico a state. But the problem is in Puerto Rico already, all the Bitcoin guys who make so much money are all living in Puerto Rico already.
It's impossible to make Puerto Rico a state. It's a pipe dream because Puerto Rico is where they hide all the money. If you own a corporation here, you pay, I don't know, 60%
living there.
Listen, if you own a company here, you pay, I don't know what it is. You put it in Puerto Rico, you pay 6% or 16% tax. If you leave your company here, you're going to get taxed 33%. So all the people with big money, they all have small offices in Puerto Rico. That's where their whole, so you'd have to, all these people would have to leave Puerto Rico and find somewhere else. That it's never going to happen. If you're Puerto Rican, stop thinking that you're going to be a state one day. It's never, ever, ever going to happen.
I'll tell you one thing. Puerto Rico, like I haven't been there. The people there, I mean, it's such a nice island, a nice country. I love it. I mean, I can't wait.
Did you ever find where the rest of the PPEs that we send them are? Or was it just those 25 warehouses full of them that we send that they found? Or is there more somewhere? Because those people should be in jail, by the way, in prison. All of them. Pat left. Anyway, listen, we're at an hour right now. I got to start my New Year's party.
All right, listen, I just got to do a lot of shout outs to some people that were in our chat room. A lot of new members of our Patreon.
We just got a new one, Bill.
We did.
Yeah, while we were talking.
What's his name?
Andy Sullivan.
Wow. Larry Bennett, a good friend of Detective Pat.
Larry's the man.
MC's Audio. Mimi, J2. 12-Step Woman. What do we got? Oh, the Pranzos. Lieutenant Pranzo, one of our biggest fans, and has been on the show. Rochella Pranzo, his wife. What an amazing couple they are.
They're a beautiful couple.
She calls herself Grandma on the beach. She still looks beautiful. I don't want to say her age, but she still looks beautiful. Lieutenant Pranzo, you're the best. An old street crime boss. Hidden Existence, I don't know who that is, but thanks for listening. What else we got here? Dan, I don't know who you are, Dan, but thanks for listening. Michella Serino, thank you for your subscriber. Joanne Blasich, she's a YouTube subscriber as well as a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah, thank you, Joanne.
Joanne, thank you so much. Hopefully we'll be even more exciting in 2021.
We want to come out with some shirts and some hats. That's our next venture. And when we do the shirts, I think we want to put the two guests that we have on the show here today. I think there should be a Detective Pat shirt. And then I think there should be a Miss Homicide shirt.
Oh, absolutely. And Detective Pat should be like him holding up a PBR. You know?
I could do that.
That's good. Snap that photo now.
Anything else, Bill?
I'd just like to wish everyone a happy new year. Our Patreon fans, all our fans, believe it or not, we have fans all over the world, and we just got a message from someone in Australia the other day.
Oh, wow.
We got a big contingent in Canada. So thanks for listening. And if you could, please hit the subscribe button on our YouTube page, because we've moved our show from Facebook onto YouTube, because it's fiscally, it's a much smarter move down the road if we can build the audience. So please hit the subscribe button on YouTube. And again, thank you so much, all of our Patreon fans.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to the Patreon fans, all the fans for supporting us. We're moving on to get better, bigger and better gifts. And it's great the fact that, you know, two of the people that started, two of our first guests that started us, that made the show what it is today, Detective Pat and Miss Homicide, should join us on this New Year's Eve and send it off. This is the best way. This is an omen right now. Good things
Mark,
are good.
Mark, you know what the problem is with having Irma on the show? Everyone says, get rid of Bill or get rid of Mark and keep Irma.
Yeah, I would never want to do that.
Well, on behalf of Police Off the Cuff, I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Thanks for tuning in, and big things are going to happen in 2021, hopefully.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, next time you see me, I'll be 5'11", 175.
Me too, man. So you're going to get taller? Is that what you're
doing?
Holy
shit.
I'm dropping 25 pounds too, Pat.
I was going to say, which leg?
If you want, we could have a contest, me and you. I'm dropping 25 pounds.
Do it. Do it.
I'm 5'11".
I'm getting back down to my fighting weight.
Listen, I'm happy new year, everybody. And Bill and Mark, thank you for having me on your show. I mean,
you're the best, Irma.
But it's fun. You know, it's nice to see you guys. It's the only chance I get to see, really talk to anyone. So it's really nice seeing you guys. And Pat, keep drinking that beer.
That's Detective Pat.
I'm going to be with you, Irma.
Thank you so much.
All the best, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.